Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Enjoyed an opportunity to meet Brian Daly again. Met him at Pastor Cook's church, Freedom's Way Baptist Church, a little while back. And I got to join some fellow Santa Marians to meet the future governor of California at a stop during his stump trek across the state. I'm voting for Brian. I recommend him to you. Raul Ortiz is running for California Assembly, representing the 64th District. Not in my neighborhood, but if you know anyone in the L.A. Basin, encourage them to vote for Raul if they're in his district. He's one of my students from high school days when I was principal. And when I was a professor there at college, he was also one of my students in one of my classes. He's a godly man who will bring much needed Christian leadership to our state. I was honored to participate on a panel he organized in Norwalk on Thursday. It was an awesome event. Fetterman, you do understand that the Democrats don't need people who think. That's just not a requirement. To be a look at Biden. They need people who receive instruction and follow the party line. That's it. So Fetterman is actually perfectly qualified to be a Democrat politician today. He fits the profile established by Biden's candidacy. It looks like all the Republicans are pulling ahead in their respective races. Blake is up by 11. DeSantis by 14. These are unheard of numbers. The only thing Dems have, really, is abortion. And isn't that interesting? Think about it. Every Democrat policy is, well, it's death. Death to law and order. Death to the economy. Death to liberty. Death to the Constitution. Death to the Republic. Death. That's all they give us. Every policy is really contributing to the death of the Democrat Party. Death to the inner cities, death in the inner cities, death to jobs, death to the American dream. Fitting then that it appears to them the only issue they have to run on is, well, death. Death of babies in the wombs of their mothers. The Democrats have become the party of death. Hey, remember the Christmas Day parade attack? Daryl Brooks was the driver. He's a Trump hater, by the way. He wrote an anti-Trump rap song that included a bit of 60s jargon, you know, F the pigs. Trump haters are terrorists, right? I mean, think about it. They burn cities. They firebomb police cars. They shoot police while they're sitting in their cars. They kill innocents. Well, I mean, well, until they go head-to-head with a young man who fights back. You might remember Rittenhouse. Now, really, isn't it odd? They do, you do know who they is, right? I haven't explained this in a while, so let me clarify. They is them. Now, really, friends, it all just comes down to the fact there are children of disobedience who serve the spirit and the power of the air, the Antichrist spirit operating in the world, Satan himself. And then there are those who are children of obedience. They've obeyed the gospel and repented and believed on Jesus Christ for their salvation, and they have in them the spirit of Jesus Christ. So there's them, and then there's us, you see? Now, the pharmas are advising the COVID vax jabbed to exercise because those who got the COVID shot and exercised, it has been discovered, are less likely to get COVID than those who took the COVID vaccine and did not exercise. That's just the strangest thing anyway. You look at it, you take a vaccine in order to immune yourself against the disease, and yet this particular COVID shot doesn't really provide immunity. The only immunity that we have going on in the whole COVID vaccine thing is an immunity for the pharmaceutical companies from liability for their death jab. But anyway, don't let them watch the reels of athletes falling over dead while on the basketball court, soccer field, football field. I mean, some of these young people are falling over dead while in choir practice. I'm not sure exercise is a good idea. What are they trying to do? Fast track this thing? What are these people about? They don't pay attention to what's really going on around them. New evidence emerges in Switzerland connecting the mRNA cell shock shots. Think about that. They're causing heart injury. Yeah, myocarditis. You've heard of it. Swelling of the heart. It's occurring. This article says in one of every 27 vax jab recipients. What? That doesn't seem right, but I haven't had time to vet that thing. I'll look at it more closely, but that's what this article says. Large British, and I've got it in my notes here, large British study finds risk of myocarditis doubles after each mRNA jab. What? Yeah, article here. Another large study, this one from Israel, corroborates the British and Swiss conclusions. Quote, the Pfizer COVID-19 mRNA jab is associated with threefold increased risk of myocarditis, end quote. And I've got the article here. By large study, in this case, is meant well over 800,000 cases being examined. How about in the U.S.? Well, here's a study from JAMA. That's the Journal of the American Medical Association. And the link is here. It reports that incidents of myocarditis were highest in the age group 12 to 24 after the second dose, so far. Here is a summary of the JAMA analysis of VAERS reports, by the way, after they sorted through them, sifted through them, and confirmed, and it used only those in that reporting system that qualified, as per their criteria, as clinical myocarditis, showing that from baseline myocarditis cases in the United States, they found a 13,000% increase in risk of myocarditis in male children 12 to 15, a 7,800% increase for males ages 16 to 17, and a 2,800% increase for males 18 to 24. And I've got all the documentation here for you to look at. These are the results of the mass population human trial that has been conducted on the world's population via government-mandated vaccines so far. And I say so far because the fact is, the Swiss study I mentioned earlier, well, that study found that actually all vaccine recipients show evidence of heart injury. What? Yeah, the presence of this stuff that means that shouldn't be there. It's in the articles here. You can read them. And this heart injury is what develops into myocarditis for many. Thankfully, thank God, not for all. And myocarditis is not the only problem associated with the COVID vaccines. Now, here's an article. By the way, this is from JAMA. This is from Israel's study. I'm not blowing smoke here. I'm looking at real data, all right? And reading articles written by people who know how to understand all this stuff. Here's an article discussing how cancer deaths from the COVID jabs are being hidden. All of this in my notes. Meanwhile, Rand Paul, you know, the guy that's all over Fauci for his participation in the cover-up and illegal funding of gain-of-function research on September 29 this year. Well, I don't know how to explain this. He joined up with leftist Looney Tunes Cory Booker and sponsored a bill called the FDA Modernization Act that, among other things, ends animal testing mandates for drugs so long as the researchers think we can move on to human use. Okay. Wow. Wait a minute. What makes this outdated? The idea of using animals in trials before you stick it into humans. Well, maybe it's, well, since the vaccine we're looking at right now from Pfizer, Moderna et al. Was approved for human use after in animal trials it killed all the mice it was used on. So, you know, I don't know, maybe Rand thought, oh, well, that worked out nicely, huh? What do you think? What's going on here? Meanwhile, CDC votes to add the COVID mRNA gene invasion shot to the schedule of recommended vaccines for school children. Ignoring the science. I don't know, trying to provide cover for Pfizer, because you know if it's on that list, then they have a liability shield. Huh. Putting the shot on the schedule puts it under the 1980s Reagan deal with the pharmaceutical companies to provide immunity for the pharmaceutical companies from liability for their wicked business. From liability if the shot causes problems. For all the good Reagan did, he did make two huge blunders in judgment, in my opinion. He believed the Democrats. He believed the Democrats when he traded amnesty for cooperation with him on closing and controlling the borders. That didn't work out well at all, did it? And then his willingness to trust the pharmaceutical companies and knuckle under their threat to stop producing vaccines unless they got some kind of indemnification from liability for their products. So, and Reagan signed that. So CDC votes to add COVID mRNA shots to the list of what they recommend to states for enrolling students in the government indoctrination camps, we call the public schools, where the only morality that can be taught to those kids is, well, whatever doesn't come from the Bible. We're going to, you know, strip the Ten Commandments from the walls of our schools and in place of that, put up the little rainbow flag, you know? And the WHO, W-H-O, declares vaccine hesitancy to be among the top 10 global threats they face in the upcoming decade. Good night. That you know what these guys are doing, right? MAGA, right? The number one threat to democracy. Huh? Paints a target on the MAGA hats for FBI raids, branding them as domestic terrorists. And now the WHO, right, is branding vaccine hesitancy as a global threat? What is this? We've seen what these people do with their contrived global threats. Global warming, global cooling, then finally climate change. They, you know, guess what, by the way? Massive increase in Greenland surface ice sheets suggests overall gain in 2022. Article here. Well, I guess that is a change. So anyway, there is a huge lawsuit forming up against Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, and all of them. All of these are in the crosshairs. And all the fact checkers, you know, that reliable panel of deep state connected operatives that protect the government narrative from being exposed. They will tell you, factually, by the way, that pharmaceutical companies cannot be sued for adverse reactions arising from their vaccines. And they're right. But what they don't tell you is, this does not protect them if they acted in bad faith, if they colluded to push a vaccine onto the public that was known by them to be dangerous to the public, or if they introduced new technology that had some ulterior purposes, like, I don't know, universal tracking of everybody, or perhaps like maybe the transhumanist agenda. I mean, hey. Or like something simple and basic like depopulation, something we've heard Gates et al. Speak to as a great need, all right? Depopulation via encouraging infertility and what has become sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, you've heard of SIDS, like what happened to Megyn Kelly's sister and multiple thousands of others. Look, if there's malfeasance on the part of Pfizer et al. And any collusion between them and government officials, all the protections are gone, friend. A Peruvian court recently named Bill Gates, Rockefeller, and Soros as criminal elite responsible for COVID-19 pandemic. But the fact checkers, you know, who don't have time to fact check Biden's bald-faced lies, too many here to list. So let's take the latest as an example. When he said his policies brought fuel prices down from over $5 a gallon when he first took office. And the word took is the operative term there, by the way. When now they're only $3.73. Or was that? Wait a minute. I got to get this right. I got to be careful. those fact checkers, they're going to correct me if I don't get this right. Did Biden say 373? 370, what was it? 339. I think that was it. Whew, that might have cost me $2,500 from PayPal, who has reinstated that fine if they find that you have misspoke, if you have not, if you have disseminated what they consider to be misinformation or disinformation. What is going on? Man, you better run from PayPal as fast as you can get your money and hightail it out of there. Anyway, the Marxist socialist media and Soros-funded fact-checkers don't have time to hold the president accountable for his lies, but they checked up on the Peruvian court story, and if all you did was read the headline, you would think that there's nothing to it, but, you know, they go blah, blah, blah. But I just happen to be a fellow that does look at these things, and the Peruvian court did name Gates, Soros, and Rockefeller as co-conspirators in creating the COVID pandemic. That's true. You see, the lead story, Soros-backed fact-checkers, challenged the decision of the court, not the accuracy of that story. So you see, lead stories are serving up the product they're paid to produce. Yeah, disinformation and misinformation at the behest and on the behalf of the deep state. And so New York has been ordered to reinstate all city employees that, is it Hochul or Hochul, fired because they refused to bow their knee to her illegal, unconstitutional vaccine mandates. They are to be reinstated with full back pay. Hallelujah, folks. That's a major win for freedom, autonomy, the, you know, my body, my choice principle. Huh? By the way, the baby in the womb is not the mother's body. And that's why killing the baby is not her choice. Here you go. An MD, Nicole Safier, tweeted, quote, "My kids' school sent a note saying they can wear Halloween costumes tomorrow as long as they don't cover the face because it will, quote, hinder the learning environment," end quote. She said, "I was waiting for the punchline at the end, but apparently they didn't see the irony in their message," end quote. Well, you know, liberals don't have a sense of humor that we know of. So, look, what they've done to comedy. SNL is gone. You know, the guy that dances with the grown-ups dressed like syringes is, you see what I mean. These characters are the punchline of the joke that is them. Well, I need to take a break, my dear friends. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Paul Ryan, anyone remember him? Well, he's one of the delusional rhinos who thought he and Pence would take out Trump. You do remember Pence, don't you? You think? Yeah, that's right. He's the guy that was Trump's VP. You might remember his stellar performance as lead man on the pandemic response team and his brilliant performance at the J6 election steal. You know, that part where he ignored the election officials from states concerned about the anomalies they found taking place in the 2020 election, and in a letter asked him to send their electors back or delay the vote until they had time to investigate the matter. And smugly, Pence claimed his pitiful, traitorous hands were tied. He was required to rubber stamp the steal. The best Judas performance since Gethsemane. Anyway, Pence and Paul Ryan had a lot of us fooled for a while. So now Ryan knows what the Republicans need to do to win, because he's done so well, right? He should know. He is a unicorn Republican, right? And his popularity with conservative Republicans is like, I don't know, somewhere that's out of this world, because it sure ain't here. Anyway, here is his prediction Republicans won't nominate Trump again because they will continue to lose if they do. Just look how well Ryan's doing politically. I mean, it's stellar. If the Republicans withhold the nomination from Trump and back the Mitch McConnell rhinos, well, they're going to join the fate of the Democrats and be discarded upon the ash heap of history, right along with the tyrant-loving Tories. And a new party will form around Trump. I've suggested Christian Conservative Party, but it appears conservatives are coalescing around the idea of a Christian Nationalist Party. Yeah, not my favorite, but it's unreal, friends. Republicans will lose if they go with Trump. Really? Virtually every candidate Trump has endorsed has won and is winning. So what does Ryan know that we don't? I mean, you know, right? He's in with the in crowd, right? He knows what the in crowd knows. Hillary's advising the Democrats, don't focus too much on the midterms. Reason? Well, I don't know. It's hard to steal multiple elections in an environment where it's going to take huge numbers of fake ballots stuffed in the drop boxes by their donkey mules. When it's essentially one major election for president, two people, you know, that's one thing. You can get a read on voting trends, mass produce sufficient ballots to cover the deficit even in advance, right? But when you have to do that for multiple races, it's a logistic thing, you know what I mean? Especially when there's such a red tide rising. It strains resources. So Hillary advises they concentrate on 2024. I've explained it before. You understand how this works, right? We know the Dominion, ESNS, and so on machines are all using, many of them are using the Kunik election software. We know they are connected to CCP servers, and we know the software allows for flipping votes. We've seen that, how it's done. And all of that, it's all been demonstrated, and the proof is there to be seen. But they have to depend on their inflated voter rolls to provide an inventory of dead and vacated voters that they can use to create fake ballots. And they have to have their mule stations all set up and operating to stuff the ballot boxes to cover for the machine-generated votes. Well, in many of the key states, these issues are being watched closely. And some rules have been changed to interfere with their program, their system, their machine. And that makes it hard to just, you know, flip the switch on the machines and steal an election. But I warn you, we must literally overwhelm the system with true and honest votes. A tsunami of true and honest votes, because they're going to try to steal the election, and they will do it if they think they can get away with it. They'll try it even if they realize they won't get away with it. But please don't stay home and say voting is a waste of time. Doing your duty, your civic duty, and I believe you're Christian, fulfilling your Christian responsibility, is never a waste of time. Don't you dare give them your vote for free. You use it, or they will, and force them to steal it and pray they get caught. Especially watch and pray they get exposed in a major way with the kind of evidence we can use to nail them. It's a beautiful thing to see that the Democrats have realized the abortion issue is not going to carry them. There just isn't that much depth of passion in the American heart for killing babies as they thought. Well, as they have in their hearts. Yeah, there are some very noisy nut jobs that carry signs saying fetus equal tasty treat. There are those. And there are crazy, loud, obnoxious, vulgar women who have abandoned any semblance of modesty or decorum and have abandoned themselves entirely to the spirit of Moloch. But at the end of the day, the run-of-the-mill abortion rights supporter is far more concerned about what are called kitchen table issues than they are about pushing for a right they know in their soul is not a right at all. It's the murder of the unborn. And so even their supporters have their attention on other things like, well, feeding their families and filling their tanks with gas. Hey, Elon took over Twitter. Let's see where it goes. I understand he's already beginning to drain that segment of the swamp. First thing, started cleaning house. The people responsible for the decision to deplatform Trump, they got a Trumpian "you're fired" notice from Elon. He tells us he wants the social media giant to be a place for the honest exchange of ideas. Hear, hear. So count on the Democrat deep state CIA types to do all in their power to pollute it, to flood it with the sort of junk, well, that was recently done to the New York Post as an example. Did you catch that nonsense? Some liberal insider, I understand, hacked the news source one of the few remain. By the way, did you know that the New York Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton in 1801? It was called the New York Evening Post. Anyway, some rogue employee at the Post posted some vile and, I mean, really evil stuff on their homepage, perfectly reflective of the spirit and character of the Democrat Party today, and on their Twitter feed, by the way, calling for the assassination of Biden and AOC and some vile racist comments I won't even repeat. It's something of a metaphor, though. One of our most important founders, Alexander Hamilton, scrawled all over with vile graffiti by some Democrat embedded in the organization. The Democrats are spewing vile and desecrating graffiti all over our Constitution, all over our Bill of Rights, all over the memory of our founders. The first Mexican-born congresswoman has been denied membership in the Hispanic caucus. Why? Because she's Republican. It's becoming increasingly clear, my friends, that Republicans cannot get justice in a Democrat-controlled world. The Democrat-controlled DOJ and the FBI attacks MAGA Republicans, and a Democrat president alleged threatens MAGA Republicans. Republicans are vilified in the Democrat-controlled media and social media controlled by Democrats, censor Republicans, and even Democrats are pushed into the shadows of society and public life by Democrats. Think about it. Democrat-controlled PayPal has reinstituted their $2,500 fine against any account holder who violates their unfunny woke joke. Yeah. And now they are doubling down. Now they claim they have a right also, in addition, to hold all your money for up to 6 months if, quote, reasonably needed to protect against the risk of liability or if you have violated our acceptable use policy, end quote. Well, I know. We need to organize a march for the civil rights of Republicans, Christian conservative Republicans. We should all wear MAGA hats and gather in New York or L.A. and march for our right to vote. What about our right to vote? Mr. Pelosi was assaulted during a home invasion. He's recovering, I understand. Think Nancy's going to let this crisis go to waste? I'm just saying, I don't know for sure what she's going to do with this. We'll see. The newsies keep repeating this little mantra. The motivation for the attack is under investigation. And I heard some other talking heads talking about, we don't know what the motivation for the attack was. Wouldn't it be great if they find a MAGA hat in the guy's car? Wouldn't that be cool? I kind of like that noose they found in the other. Yeah. Maybe they can find a signed photo of President Trump somewhere in his house. You know, who knows? They have to time the revelation of his name and the alleged motivation. They have to time it just right. You notice they haven't released these things. They'll need to scrub his social media of all the Trump hate speech. Would find that. And pay off everyone who knows him that might reveal he voted for Jim Crow Biden. Mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, proposed a city ordinance that would give her a raise. She deserves a raise. She's done such a great job. She needs a little extra protection around her house, maybe, and around herself, you know. People with guns to protect her from all the gun violence she's spawned and fostered in her city, you think? Here it is. It's a Biden insurance. It's an annual inflation raise, capped at 5%. Maybe she can make it retroactive. Who knows? You really need to come to the Lighthouse on Sunday, a.m. 9:30 for my prophecy class at 10:45 for our worship service, where we're going to be pressing heaven for a divine intervention. And then at 5 p.m. for our evening service. Friends, I had to rush a bit on this last segment because I went a little long on the first. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now, you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email, or you can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.